Coming back at you live. What's happening, everybody? What's going on? What's happening here? Oh, I'm still recovering from the weekend. I'm still recovering. My youngest daughter's 12 now, and she sleepovers. They're out of hand. These sleepovers. Every weekend, she wants a sleepover. She's relentless with these sleepovers, and my wife's in on it. She said she's at that age. We have to let her do it. Do we?
Surprise, motherfucker.
This is what happens when they're 12, sleepovers. Every weekend? Every weekend with these sleepovers. It's a nightmare. It's too much.
Aw, man.
Well, you know, if one person sleeps over, it's fine. But if you get three or four girls together for a big sleepover, you're fucked. Don't even think about it. There's just no... They're sneaky. They'll, you know, all of a sudden there's two or three of them. You know, all of a sudden they'll text, they'll call, all of a sudden there's more coming. You know, we can't leave anybody out. We can't leave Riley out.
Hi, everybody. It's me.
Good God. It never ends. They all gotta come. And you get three or four giddy girls together and it becomes very unhinged quickly.
I did not know that.
These little girls, I'll tell you what, 11, 12 year old girls are not great. Sorry, they're not. Not in groups. And they want to do this every week. Every weekend it's something. They want it every weekend now. And I always think these sleepovers are going to be a break for me because the girls are going to go play and I get to be free. You know, and all of a sudden I got to be, you know, my wife was gone. So I thought, well, I'll have a sleepover. That way I can get a little me time. She'll be with her friend. So, you know, her friends come over and then all of a sudden they're out where I'm. They keep coming out where I'm at. Like, what are you coming out here for? Sleepover. Go have the sleepover. I am not supposed to be part of the sleepover equation. Okay? Damn. But, you know, it is what it is. They go into the room. They play all this pop music, all these pop songs. And I don't know. A lot of these songs are pretty suggestive for 12-year-olds. These are 12-year-old girls. And they're in there cranking this music that's a bit much. Trust me. Some of this music for 12-year-olds, I don't know what's going on. All these new songs they listen to are about popping pussy and putting the boys on rock. But what do you do? These are the new pop songs, I guess. I mean, we all had offensive songs growing up.
Nose to nose, cheek to cheek, butt to butt, everybody busting the...
It's not just that it's offensive, though. It's the attitude of these female singers in these pop songs. You know, the message behind all these songs is, let's go, girls. We're going out dick teasing. All these songs are, hey, boy, you know you want me, boy. You can't have me because I'm way too good for you. Look at this ass. You're not good enough for me. You better step off, boy.
Yes, queen.
Me and my girls are going out. You know, these are the 11-year-old girls are singing these songs about spending all his money. You don't know how to treat me, boy. I know you want me, but I'm too hot for you. And, you know, my ass and titties bring all the boys to the yard, right? Look at all this junk in my trunk. And look at my lady humps. And you like that, don't you? You're not going to get it. You're never going to get that, boy. I'm through with you. I'm an independent woman. I don't need a man. These are the songs that I hear coming out of the bedroom, you know. Talk to the hand. You best get to the left because I got another... Because I got someone better than you, boy. All the songs are real attitude and twerking and they're... It's horrible. And it's every weekend. They want to do this crap every weekend. Anyway, whatever. The NFL is in the news again. The NFL's got a new policy taking effect for next year. The NFL announced a new rule on Monday that requires all 32 teams to hire specific groups for the offensive coaching jobs. They're required to hire a coach for the offense that is either a female or a member of an ethnic or racial minority or gay for the 2022 season. Why they don't care about the defense coaches, I don't know. It has to be an offensive coach that has to be female, member of an ethnic or racial minority or gay.
Winning.
Is this a good direction? Is this good? Is that enough? Is this good now? Is it good now? You want a female offensive coach or they have to be gay or minority and then that solves everything? Does that help the kids in the inner cities? Is that what it is? What are we doing this for? Shouldn't your offensive line coach be somebody that, I don't know, maybe somebody that has actually played football before Is that an idea? No, can't do that. It has to be a minority or a gay or a lesbian, trans. I mean, come on, guys. This is, what are we doing? This is retarded.
I don't like white people.
And then starting next year, they want every backup quarterback must be a pre-op trans person of color. What? Is that real? That part might not be real. Every kicker in the league next year must be disabled. Really? That's starting next year. Every person on the defense must be trans. This is crazy. That can't be right. But, you know, that's why people like to watch sports. Because the best person for the position gets the job. It's a fair, you know? You don't, not because you're the coach's son, or because you're black, or because you're white, or gay. It's just the best person. That's why 90% of the defensive players are black. Because they're the best ones. That's why 100% of the kickers are white guys. It just is. I don't know why. No one knows why. They're the best person for the job. That's why they have the job. Why? Who cares? It is what it is. But the NFL has turned into this thing where all they talk about is race and gender. It's embarrassing. Now we have to have new offensive line coaches. You know, they have to do this because, you know, the reason that I have to do it is because our country's so racist. This country that we live in, and we're all racist, so we have to do these things. You know, this country's so racist that people from other countries come in droves every day to risk their lives to come into this racist country. That's how racist this country is. Thousands of people every day sneak into this country, every day crossing the border to risk their lives to get into this racist country, right? Because it's so racist. Thanks, NFL.
You piece of shit, Luke.
Thank you, NFL. You've done so much to solve racism. No more inner city violence, folks. There'll be no more inner city violence as long as we can get a few minorities in the coaching roles. Not Asians or Indians, because those people don't count as minorities for some reason. They don't count. And gays, why are we... I mean, what is... I love gay people. I love being around gay people. Whenever I meet someone, I hope they're gay. I just do. But why are we shoehorning the gays into the NFL coaching roles? Does that seem strange to anybody or no? And how gay do you have to be? How gay must you be? Do you need proof? Can anybody just say, I'm gay. I'm ready to coach. You know, when you're considering an NFL coach, one of the main requirements now is that you suck cock. Hey, you like cock? We see here that on your resume, you're very, very qualified for the coaching job. Very qualified. And you know football in and out. But it also says here you're married to a woman? Really?
Why the fuck would you do something
yeah,
like
that? Yeah, I'm married, but that doesn't mean I'm not gay. I love cock. You know, I'm as gay as I can be. I'm gay. It's fine. I like cock. I can coach. All right. Well, if you're gay, you must prove it. Well, actually, I just had some cock before I came into the interview, and I'm actually still burping up cock from this morning. So, yeah, you know, I'll fill your gay coach quota. Sure. Anybody can just announce they're gay, right? Or you can announce you're a woman for that fact. No, it's fine. I identify as a woman. I'm ready to coach. I'm ready. I'm a woman. I identify as a woman, so I'm good. I'm growing my hair out. It's fine. I'm good to coach football. I'm a girl. I fill the quota. I identify as a female minority, gay, trans, so I'm oppressed. I can coach. The NFL is getting very preachy over the last couple years. You thought the slogans on the helmets was enough of a statement. Remember the slogans? And they were ending racism. The helmets at the bottom, they had little messages. End racism. They said stop hate. They said inspire change. Remember those stupid helmets? You should see next year's helmets. Their slogans are going to go even further. One says down with the Jews. One says kill whitey. One's going to say Asians aren't minorities, I guess. Progress, folks. It's just progress. It's all for the LGBTQ, and you know, that's all that matters. I'm reading here that the LA County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to make a travel ban. They're having a travel ban to Texas and Florida because of their LGBTQ policies. So now, and if you live in LA County, you're banned from flying to Texas or Florida because of their LGBTQ policies. Is this government overreach yet, folks? No? Okay, keep going. You want travel bans to certain states? Is this a good path to be on? You know, too many people are going to those states anyway. You think those states give a shit? They're like, good. More Texas and Florida for us. We don't give a fuck. Stay the fuck out of here. You think you're hurting Texas and Florida? What are Texas and Florida doing to get a travel ban? It says here that in Texas and Florida, they're rounding up all the gay people and putting them in some type of sort of internment camps and using gas chambers. And no. What am I missing here? That's not happening. What do they do to get a travel ban? Okay. It's about the teachers in elementary schools. Okay, they have a new bill that the teachers in elementary schools shouldn't talk about sexual orientation or preferences to 5 to 7 year olds. If the kids are the ages 5 to 7. California's not standing for that. They think that teachers should be in charge of talking to 5 year olds about their sexual proclivities. And the 5 to 7 year olds are pissed too. Because, you know, now they used to be into coloring books and blocks. And now, you know, they want to talk about gender reassignment. Forget about the ABCs, class. Raise your hand if you've ever heard of Caitlyn Jenner. Yeah? All right. Can you say hormone therapy? Who can say hormone therapy? Come on. Say it. Hormone therapy. Very good, class. Thank you. Now, who can say water-soluble lube? Who likes to use lube, five-year-olds? I mean, come on, guys. And that portion of the show is brought to you by a new sponsor on the show. It's the R. Kelly urinal.
Holy shit, I'm gonna
Hey, I know a lot of you don't approve of some of R. Kelly's lifestyle choices, and I'm not real proud of supporting his financial endeavors, but we all gotta make a buck, and I'm trying to keep the show going, and it's barely alive as it is, and I got a new sponsor. Hey, men love to pee in urinals. Wouldn't it be nice to have one in your own home? Yes, it would. Why is this not more popular? Every house should have a urinal, I think. R. Kelly urinals, these are really nice. He's out of jail now. Did you know that? That he's out of jail? Is that true? You know, it doesn't really matter if he's out of jail or not. You can start a business from jail. I'm pretty sure you can. I don't know. Technically, did he really break any laws? I mean, oh, he did. Well, how old were they? Oh. Well, I think he's learned his lesson. Before he pees on anyone, he should always ask their permission or proof of age. But, you know, we all make mistakes. What are you, perfect? Jesus Christ. And, you know, some home videos can be manipulated these days. Who knows what really happened, right? I mean, who knows for sure? Were you there?
Gotcha, bitch!
I've seen doctored videos before that depict something that really didn't happen. I mean, anyway, he's moved on from all that. And he's in the urinal manufacturing business now. It's the R. Kelly urinal, high quality urinal that's easy to install. Trust me. Comes with a fun little target to aim at when you're peeing. That's fun. It's just something to do for fun. Do you ever remember having fun? Well, that's what this is. It's got a sensor on it that automatically flushes when you're done. And it also plays the song, I Believe I Can Fly, while you pee. It's the R. Kelly urinal. This is a real game changer. It's not really a game changer. What do people mean when they say things are a game changer? I don't like that. I don't like people say things are... That's a game changer. I don't like that. What else is going on? We got a war. We got supply chain issues, but nobody seems to care about that shit because everything I'm reading here in the news is about the LGBTQ or gay or trans people. That's all I see in the news is the LGBTQ... That's all they talk about. If you brought an alien down who was not familiar with this planet and you sat him down and made him watch news for one day and YouTube clips from the news, and then you asked the alien, hey, how many people do you think on this planet are trans? He'd say, I don't know, 75, 80%? Why are we talking about trans people and LGBTQ this much? I mean, they probably make up less than 1% of the population. But they make up 80% of the news articles that I'm looking up today. I'm trying to have a podcast and all I see is transphobe shit. And they really kind of worked their way up to that, too. At first, it was like, hey, these men like dressing like women and living their lives as women. They were born with male genitalia, but they want to live their lives as women. And everybody went, okay, absolutely, for sure. Knock yourself out, have fun. Sounds good. If that's the way you feel, who are we to judge? Express yourself. Do what you want. I don't pass judgment. Then a few months go by and it's like, hey, hi. We want intersex bathrooms. And we went, okay, you can have intersex bathrooms. You know, because you're special and you're different. And this is judgment free. So intersex bathrooms, that's fine. It's going to cost businesses and schools a little bit of money. But, you know, that's what you want. That's what you shall get. Intersex bathrooms. Okay, good. Are we good now? And then a few months go by and they're like, eh, you know what? Fuck those intersex bathrooms. We want transgender men to have the right to come into the ladies' locker rooms and bathrooms. And we are women, after all, right? Don't let this cock and balls fool you. We're women, right? And everybody went, okay, well, letting naturally born men into ladies' locker rooms is pushing it, but this is not great, but I guess we can turn the other cheek on this one. It's fine. You can go in and go in the bathroom of your choosing. A few months go by after that, and then it's like, hey, the people that were born as men and have cock and balls but feel like they're a woman inside, yeah, we want to compete against women in women's sports, swimming, boxing, running, whatever. We want to compete with women, naturally born women. Is that cool? And now everyone's brain is going, fuck, I guess. What's next? Yeah, so what's next is money. They want money now. And it's good because the city of Palm Springs, California is looking to design a program to offer universal basic income up to $900 a month to transgender and non-binary residents. All right. So, if you are transgender or non-binary, which I will be very shortly if they start giving out money. I will definitely be transgender if I can get $900 a month. I mean, if this law passes there and if it passes in Iowa, you are definitely going to see me being transgender. I will get a sundress and some rouge. I do not care. For $900 a month, I will get a pair of nylons and some pumps. I do not care. For $900 a month, I am totally in on this. You're going to start paying money. Count me in.
How can I help you?
Hey, do you guys still have the, you got the COVID vaccine going?
Yes, we do. You mean the booster?
What's the new variant?
The vaccine itself. I could not tell you what the new variant is.
Well, I suppose it doesn't matter. I've had, I don't know if I'm up to date. I've had four vaccines.
You had the first one, the second one, and then two
I've had
boosters?
So many vaccines, and I think they're doing really well for me. I feel really safe when I get them, and I'd like to actually get my dog one. Or at least freshen up my booster. Again, I don't know if it's time.
How many have you had?
I don't know. Several.
You said you've had four shots?
I get as many shots as I can because I'm afraid of COVID still. And I had the regular two.
So do you
two.
Have your card there with you, sir?
Well.
Do you have your card from getting shots?
But no, see, I've had my card punched out. I had all the card, everything filled up on the card. I knew a guy that had extra vaccines.
Well, we don't give extra vaccines.
No,
here.
I know. I knew a guy.
The first one, the second one, and then the booster.
I had the booster, and then eligible. I also had another, what I think was a vaccine.
You had four shots total?
Early on in the pandemic, I had a friend who had his hands on some boosters, and he gave me a booster, or I thought it was a booster. I don't know what it was, but.
What's your name, sir, and what's your birthday?
Well, what are we going to do here? Can I come in and get a booster?
Well, sir, I'd like to look and see how many shots you've actually had. So what's your birthday?
I'm not going to get into a bunch of personal information over the phone. I mean, Jason. My name's Jason. I need a booster.
Wait, and where did you get your shots at, Jason?
Well, I've gotten them all over. I got them at a facility the first couple times, and then I've gotten them at CVS. I've gotten them from a guy that was giving out vaccines, and he was trying to keep that kind of hush-hush for some reason. I'm not sure what the big deal is. So I've gotten a lot of vaccine, but I would like to get boosted if possible. Do I need some kind of paperwork, or what are we doing here?
Yeah, we'd actually look at your paperwork and see what you've actually had for all your shots.
Well, there's no harm in getting another booster. Safer than apple pie.
We don't give extra boosters unless it's warranted, sir.
Warranted? Well, so you're telling me there's no way?
There's no way what, sir?
There's no way I can get a booster without paperwork?
Well,
I'm just
like
so freaked out. So I'd like to get boosted.
Well, if you had four shots, that would be the second booster, because there's one shot. Well, which ones did you have? Did you have the Moderna or did you have the Pfizer?
Probably both. I don't know. I think I had. I'll take any of it. Whatever you guys do. I mean, I really don't pay attention to that end of it.
Did you have the Moderna or did you?
I don't pay attention to that end of it. I'm trying to tell you, I just want to get boosted, and I didn't know I'd need paperwork. I'll just come in and I'll give you all my information, and maybe we can get me boosted. How about that?
Well, sir, we're only doing it till 7:30 tonight.
That's fine. I don't have to have it done tonight per se, but. I'll come in and talk to you. What's your name?
My name is...
Okay. I'll come in tomorrow and hopefully I can get a booster. If not, I'll wait until I can get a booster because I need to be boosted.
What's your last name? And then I can see if you're eligible for a booster.
Wangston.
How do you spell that? L-A-G? L-A-N-G?
Yes. Yep.
S-T-O-N?
That's right.
And you said Jason?
Jason. But I didn't get it there. I got it at CVS. So
it'll bring up a whole list of where you've gotten them, Jason.
I'll bring my information in. This is, I'm not comfortable with the way this is turning out right now. I'll be in and we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All my people in California, the West Coast in general, I love you, I love you, I love you. This is where I make my home at, this is where I love.